What if you could cut through the noise in the online business world and learn from someone who has built a real business? We verified the numbers and combed through the P&L. This is not only a real business, but a real asset that people want to buy. We're going to pull the curtain back and give you the insights this entrepreneur has discovered that you can use to level up your knowledge, whether you're looking to buy a business or looking for inspiration to take your current business to the next level. Hey listeners, welcome back to the Real Money Real Business podcast. This week, I'm going to be taking a look at an advertising and AdSense business that was created in March of 2014 in the religion and spirituality niche. Something that's really cool about this website is that it has about 1 million unique visitors every single month and has even traffic spread across the site. David, thank you for taking the time to come on with me today to speak about this business. How are you doing?
Very well, Jake. How are you?
Doing excellent. And I really, really do appreciate you taking the time here with me today. Before we get to the questions that I have for you, I want to go ahead and run through a little quick summary of the business. Again, sure. It was built in March of 2014, has a monthly revenue of $26,585, expenses of $529 to make for a net profit of $26,056, which is generated on a 7-month average. Included in the sale of this business are the domain and all site content, files, social media accounts, and please note that you must have a currently approved AdSense account to ensure a successful migration of this business. Dave, can you tell us a little bit about your background in building and running online businesses?
Sure, yeah, Jake. I come from an advertising agency background. I've worked in an ad agency for over 13 years, and working in the ad agency on behalf of clients, I was really deeply involved with online advertising, and it was that experience that really led me to think about developing my own online properties. I came to the decision that I should launch my own business, which I did. This particular website was one of the first websites that I started to build when I launched that business all those years ago, and it's continued to grow from that day.
So here you are, you have the site, you're making over $26,000 every single month in profit, which is no small feat at all, and you've decided to sell the business. Why is that?
There's a number of reasons, Jake. I think one of the main reasons is that property development has become an area of interest for me. And I think in 2019 and 2020, as well as running an online portfolio of businesses, I think that real world property development is going to be a focus for me personally, and it will take up a lot of my time. Obviously, this website is doing very well. It's generating very healthy profits each month. But I think it's really now has come the time to actually move into real world type property development.
How does this business primarily make money?
It's purely from display advertising, from AdSense and various different ad networks.
And how are, people finding your site? Because, of course, to make money from that, you have to have a traffic source. So where do people come from?
The majority of traffic lands on the site via organic search, accounts for 85% plus of all traffic to the site. I have worked very hard to really create a website that is filled with unique content and evergreen content as well that continues to generate traffic month after month. And really, it would be my view that the site has reached a level of maturity in Google's eyes. Certainly since September of 2018, there has been very significant growth in terms of online traffic, organic traffic. There's also some social traffic, mainly through Pinterest. We have a Pinterest account with 5,000 plus followers that has just really sprung up out of nowhere, and that has been developed organically. So that does add some traffic to the site as well. But far and away, the majority of the traffic is from organic search.
You mentioned that you try to keep the content, updated regularly. How often do you add new content?
Well, the majority of the content, a real focus of content production was in 2017 and 2018. There was a big investment in content during that period. So on the site at the moment, there are over, 1,700 different posts, all close to 2,000 words plus each. And the majority of those posts would be evergreen. So really, in terms of developing the site and continuing to keep the site fresh, a big focus is on updating that content. At the moment, however, the website is currently in what I would call maintenance mode. I'm not actively working on the website. I'm just maintaining freshness. So there isn't very much new content being pumped out at the moment. Maybe an article or so every couple of days. And that's scheduled to go on until the middle of July of this year.
Is content created by you or do you outsource it?
It's outsourced. I have a team of freelancers who work across each of my different websites, including this one. I would prepare a brief and issue the brief, and each week the writers would deliver content.
Seeing as this team works across your various sites, as you mentioned, could the buyer of the site expect them to continue working with them?
No, they will continue to work as part of my company, and I will continue to use them as writers and project managers for my other online properties. That being said, I'm very happy to work with the new buyer. I know how to find good writers on sites like Upwork, and really know what to look for when it comes to finding a writer who can produce content for this type of website.
Hey listeners, do you want to find a business that is just right for you? Head on over to Empire Flippers and have a look at our marketplace, where you can see real businesses making real money, just like the one we're looking at today. In fact, don't miss out. Head over now, share your email address, and we'll send you hot, fresh new listings of successful businesses every week to your inbox. Now back to the interview. So if you were to keep this site yourself and try to grow it, you mentioned it's in maintenance mode now, but pretend you put it into grow mode. What are the main opportunities that you would focus on?
There's a number of really major opportunities, Jake. One of the key areas that I would focus on would be email marketing. Currently, I'm not capturing any email addresses. And on a site that gets 60,000 plus sessions per day and growing very quickly, I think email collection is just a huge area of opportunity. You could potentially end up with a list in the tens of thousands very, very quickly. And that, of course, could be used to market different affiliate products. It could also be used to bring people back to the website on a near daily basis. So I think that's an area of massive opportunity. As I've mentioned, social media has been relatively untouched. I think that someone could really make a go of Pinterest in particular, develop from a very strong base of 5,000 followers and really start to generate traffic back to the website. And then finally, I think an area of really very significant potential additional revenue would be to implement some affiliate marketing onto the website. Currently, it's 100% display revenue. However, the affiliate offers that are available for this niche pay very significant amounts per paying customer. And again, on a website of this scale, you could imagine that that would add up very quickly to a very significant additional revenue stream.
Do you feel like there are any potential risks associated with this business that a new owner should be aware of?
I think, like any online business, there are always risks. Of course, a site that is dependent on search traffic is, you know, that of course is a potential risk. You know, algorithms change all the time. And as we've seen, you know, in recent months, some very well-established websites have been hit very badly by different algorithm changes. In relation to this site, I think the opposite is true. I mentioned earlier that I think that the site has reached a level of maturity, authority in Google's view. And I think that, you know, if anyone would be concerned about the reliance on search traffic, I think, you know, you only need to look into the analytics behind this site to see that rather than being penalized in any way over the recent updates, the site has actually increased its organic traffic very significantly.
Seeing as you've been very successful creating not only this online business, this site, but plenty of others since you've set out to do this, if someone came to you and said, "Hey, Dave, I want to follow in your footsteps and get started with site creation," what would be your biggest piece of advice for them?
Focus on content. It's a bit of a cliche answer, I guess, and it's maybe not one that people starting out necessarily want to hear. But when I started this website years ago, I started writing articles myself, and I spent many hours writing a topic that I didn't really know very much about. That would be another point I would make in relation to this website. You don't need to be an expert when it comes to this particular topic. I would definitely believe that someone with a creative mind can work very well within this category. Really, if you're prepared to put in the work, to really either write the content yourself or secure a team of writers. Every penny that the website made in the early days was reinvested back into the website and has really led to the growth that I've seen over the recent years. So I think if someone's just starting out, it would be to really roll your sleeves up and work hard and produce content. Whether you do that yourself or whether you pay for content, content really is the key to growth, certainly in relation to these type of websites and businesses.
Why do you feel that investing in content is much more important than investing in, say, paid search?
Well, for a website that follows this business model, paid search is not something that would necessarily be a profitable activity. Paying for clicks to websites that are based on a display model did work very well in previous years when Facebook had very low cost per clicks. And it was a lot more cost effective to drive social traffic to a website that was monetized with display ads. I think doing that today is a much more difficult proposition. And what you tend to find is that people who do pay for traffic to websites that are monetized with display ads, they are very, very heavily loaded with display ads to the point of, you know, being what Google might describe as an abusive experience. So I think the economies just don't really work in favor of that model anymore.
The other thing is that content, especially as you're doing it, is evergreen. And, you know, once you make that initial investment, you always have that as an asset.
Correct. And, you know, between a team of writers and myself, over 1,700 articles have been published on this website. So it's a very significant size. And as I've said, most of those articles are evergreen. So if you want to think of it, a lot of the heavy work and the major investment has already been completed in this website. And that's why I can effectively put it into maintenance mode, and those evergreen type of articles continue to produce traffic and revenue month after month with very little additional work.
You mentioned before that you don't feel that someone needs to be an expert in a particular niche, or, you know, specifically this niche, in order to take it over. So How do you ensure that you're producing quality content if it's not something that you are an expert on?
Well, there's a research process that I would be prepared to talk to the new owner about. It involves various industry standard tools for keyword research, a lot of competitive analysis. And really, from that analysis, I would develop a list of topics and ideas. And from those ideas, I would then think of creative ways to write about those ideas, if it was myself writing it or if I was briefing it to a freelancer. I would send them a spreadsheet of keyword themes, keyword ideas, and maybe some direction if it was a particularly important keyword. And then they would go off and produce the content and send it back to me, and it would then be uploaded to the website.
Would you commit to a non-compete?
I would, yes.
How much support are you willing to offer a new owner during the transition period?
I think that's up for discussion. I fully appreciate that a business of this size and a sale of this size does require a transition period, and I'm very happy to work with the new owner if we agree a set of terms in order to make as smooth a transition as possible.
Are you open to negotiating on something like an earnout?
It's not something that I am keen to get into. I think it's best just to put that out there up front. I'm certainly willing to consider any offer on this business, but what I would say is that this month, which is May, is now going to be the largest revenue month since the website began. both it's going to be the biggest revenue month and it's also going to be the biggest traffic month. So this is a website in full growth mode. Costs haven't increased, so this is also going to be the most profitable month. And really, if you think about it from my point of view, a prolonged earnout period on a website that is only growing month after month in terms of traffic and profitability doesn't really make that much sense. I'd also say that if I do agree with a buyer to sell this website, that the fund will be used to fund the property development company that I'm now setting up. And if I am going to go ahead with that, that requires a certain amount of capital investment in a short period of time. So an earnout period isn't something that really works from my perspective.
Dave, thank you very much for the time. I have one final question for you. Given your experience with online business and this site in particular, why do you feel like this business is an asset worth buying?
Very simply, this is a website in growth mode, massive growth mode. When I look back to May 2018, we're now looking at effectively 3 times the revenue generated in that month. The traffic is only growing day by day, in fact. And it's an incredibly stable and secure business. I think a buyer could take this website and they can either just enjoy the profit that it generates on a monthly basis, or they could really ramp this up in a way that I haven't had the time to in recent months and take it to the absolute next level. I think there's huge potential. And I think that, you know, this website really could do something special in terms of both traffic and revenue.
And, you know, at the end of the day, like you mentioned, it's still growing. This site is about to do the best month you've ever had. And, you know, that's saying something for the current size of it. Dave, thank you very much for coming on here. I've loved our conversation and I've loved really diving into why you feel that content, especially evergreen content, is so important. You know, I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good to talk, Jake.
You've just learned how this business works, and I want to give you the opportunity to learn more about what you can do to buy real online businesses just like this one. If you want to find out more about businesses making real money, head over to empireflippers.com and sign up for a mailing list. There is an entire world of people quietly investing their money into online businesses and seeing great returns. Now, we want to help you do the same thing.